With us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, she's the coach of the CMU Triathlon Teams. Kinzie Lane joins us. Kinzie, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's great to have you on to talk about your first season as the Mavericks triathlon coach. Swim coach Mickey Winder was the triathlon coach, and you guys have switched chairs. You're now the head coach, and Mickey is your assistant. But I know your team competed against Black Hills State, and you had the seven of the top eight finishers. You also had a win against Black Hills State in the collegiate team scoring portion of the Southern Hills Triathlon. So you went to Hot Springs, South Dakota, and the Mavericks represented really well.
Yes, they did. They did excellent for their first race. We did not take the top spot there, but we had the next seven, which was great to see such a big portion of our team racing together and racing so close together. It'll take some of the pressure off once we get to these bigger races where we'll score just four people, that maybe our top four don't have to be just feeling that pressure and be on that day, because we have so many so close together that can kind of fill in that gap if someone's sick or injured or having an off day for any reason.
Should mention that at Hot Springs that Shannon Farron was your top finisher. She was third overall, second most among collegiate athletes in the sprint triathlon event. And so you also the freshman Torin Lackman, that was the women's 13 to 19 age group winner as well. So those two athletes had good performances at South Dakota.
Yes, yeah, it's worth noting that actually our top three finishers at that race a few weeks ago were all that was their first race representing CMU. For Shannon, she is a sophomore, but as you know, last year our fall season got canceled, and in the spring she participates in track, so she didn't do that race with us at Black Hills State in the spring last year. And so for all three of our top finishers in Hot Springs, it was their first race as a CMU triathlete. Really exciting.
CMU triathlete coach Kinzie Lane joining us on the program. We want to get to what's going on this weekend closer to home. You don't have to drive to South Dakota or any place. You just have to head out west to Highline Lake State Park at Aloma for the Desert's Edge Triathlon. Give us all the details about that coming up on Saturday.
Yes, so we'll participate in the sprint triathlon. There will be three different events happening that morning, an Olympic distance triathlon, an off-road triathlon, and a sprint distance triathlon. And we're doing the sprint distance, so that'll be a 750-meter swim, a 12-mile bike, and a 5K run. Starts at 8:30. Most of our athletes should be finished by 10 a.m., so short and sweet. Our entire roster will be racing at this event, all 15, so that will be exciting. Also, worth noting that for our six seniors on the team, for some of them, this event, their freshman year, was their first race as a CMU triathlete. And for some of them, this will be their final race as representing our team. So we have six seniors, and these are the first group of people that started here as freshmen and are finishing their 4 years as triathletes. This is only the fifth year that the program has existed, so this is our first group of seniors coming through.
Yeah, so they're part of the foundation of building the triathlon program at Colorado Mesa. Joining us on the program this morning, Kinzie Lane. She is the head coach of the CMU triathlete teams. Also, we want to mention, coming up on the 25th, you get to stay in town a little bit longer because you have the Gig Ledbetter Maverick Stampede, the cross-country event. Of course, Gig was the longtime cross-country coach at CMU, but that'll be at Lincoln Park. So you also have that coming up on the 25th.
Yes, that'll be a little bit out of our comfort zone. Obviously, one of the disciplines that they participate in is running, but for most of them, they are not standalone 5K runners. So a little bit out of our comfort zone, but with triathlon being such a new sport, we are allowed to participate in these single sport events and count it towards our minimum number of competitions. And so we're going to do that. We're going to hop in with the runners and see if we can hang on.
And should mention, I mean, we're talking about, you know, swimming and cycling and those kind of things too, that I know you're a swim coach up at University of Anchorage, Alaska, so you have some experience with that. But I mean, that's a real challenge of getting, you know, of being able to coach your athletes in these different disciplines.
Yes, I actually think it's more exciting for sure. It's more fun. You know, we get to do any one of these three, and if people are injured, typically they can do. You know, they can still swim or still ride if they have a running injury. It's a lot more like playing. You know, we get to go outside and explore the monument on our bikes and run on these different trails. And I think that variety helps with burnout, helps people stay interested. It's also a sport that they can do for the rest of their lives. You know, they don't need a team in order to keep doing this. So hopefully for all of them, their 4 years here is just the beginning and just a stepping stone to a very long triathlon career.
Well, you should mention too that with the Desert's Edge Triathlon coming up at Highline Lake State Park on Saturday, public can attend, correct? They can go out and watch the competition.
Yes. Spectators are allowed, and it actually is a community event, so we will be racing against other people in the community. There won't be any other college teams there, so it'll just be us racing against each other. I think it is still a very important event for our team. The results from this race, plus the results from the race in Hot Springs, will in large part determine the travel team when we go to the East Regional Qualifier next month in Virginia. So the pressure is still on for these women, and I think we're going to see some fast. I think we're going